The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the Delta variant, as we spoke of earlier, represents the latest serious challenge for public health as our vaccination programme continues at pace. With its growing prevalence in the UK, 90% of all new cases are Delta in the UK, and the amount of the population here still waiting for their first and second jabs, is it time to change quarantine rules for passengers arriving from the UK? Well, I'm joined by Sinn Féin spokesperson for Health and TD for Waterford, David Cullinan. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what is Sinn Féin's position on this? I mean, the current situation is you come in and you quarantine somewhere, you know, of your own devising for a few days, and then off you go about your business. What's Sinn Féin's position?
Well, our position right through, Pat, has been the same position as the public health experts and whatever public health advice is given to government by NPHET and public health officials obviously has to be heeded. I think what the government is looking at is increasing the home quarantine requirement from an absolute minimum of 5 days to 10 days. So essentially, yeah, at the moment, if you are travelling from Britain for non-essential purposes, if you have a negative PCR test on day five, you can exit the home quarantine. And yeah, I think what's been looked at here is to increase that to a minimum of 10 days. Now, obviously, if that's the public health advice, that's something
and you go along with that? You go along with that public health advice?
I would, but what I would also say, Pat, is that we are in a much stronger place and a better place in relation to this disease. It has stabilised. The harm associated has reduced. We have less people in hospital, less people in ICU, less people on ventilators, and we're seeing an easing of restrictions right across the board. And I think now is the opportune time. If the government have been slow in anything, it has been on using serial antigen testing. I think that's what the government need to look at in relation to international travel and all travel. And I think as a start and as a pilot, they should look at serial antigen testing on all flights to and from Britain, because I think that would be better from a public health response. And I also think it would be good as well for public health experts to learn now about the effectiveness of antigen testing.
On this station yesterday, I heard Shona Murray, who used to work for News Talk and now working for Euronews, and she was saying, you know, get an antigen test 2 days before you fly. I'm sorry, you got to do it on the day you fly. You got to do it just before you fly, because it answers the question, am I infectious now? That's the question it answers. The PCR answers a different question. So that would be important. So are you saying before they got on the plane in Liverpool, London or whatever, or when they arrive in Ireland, they get the serial antigen test? What are you saying?
I think it could be both, Pat, and I think it has to be as effective as possible. So obviously it's when somebody boards a plane, and if it needs to be done when somebody exits the plane as well, then so be it. But I think
you're not going to get a different result probably an hour apart.
Well, possibly not, but what I'm saying is we have to listen to what the chief scientific advisor is saying to government as well. Listen to all of the experts. So I've listened to Professor Michael Mina, for example, and others who are saying that serial antigen testing.
But Professor Michael Mina from Harvard has a totally different view. He disagrees profoundly with Tony Holan. So when you're saying, listen to Tony Holan and listen to Michael Mina, which side do you come down on?
No, I'm not saying that, Pat. What I'm saying in relation
because they do have opposing views. So yes, which side is Sinn Féin favouring?
Well, Pat, if I can just state what I said again, you asked me at the start of the programme, do I support public health advice which is given in relation to travel? And the answer is yes. So the public health advice is in relation to changes to the quarantine, the home quarantine rules. And if that advice is given to government by public health officials, of course, that should be given. You are right, there is different advice being given to government from the medical advisors on the one hand and the scientific advisors on the other. What I'm saying is that it would be an opportune time for the government to use serial antigen testing as a pilot on all flights to and from Britain so that we can learn more about the use of antigen testing. And I don't know who's right between the chief scientific advisor or the chief medical officer, but I don't see any harm in using antigen testing. In fact, the European Commission have signed off on and supported the use of serial antigen testing in the whole.
That was last December. That was December, by the way, when I think it was December the 18th or the 19th, they favoured this, but it's now June the 14th. So we're talking about 6 months later. We're still talking about trialing. I mean, are we serious?
it's not, first of all, Pat, a case of either or. So obviously, if there is public health advice in relation to travel checks and controls, and that comes from the public health experts, I have clearly said that needs to be implemented. Equally, I think we can look at and use serial antigen testing. And I agree, I think we're behind the curve on this issue. I think the government have come too late. In fact, right across the board in relation to international travel, the government have been slow to respond. And obviously, as the disease changes...
But if you're going along with the advice that the government is getting from public health, you'd be as slow as they would be. Because if that's your philosophy, is that you follow whatever advice you're getting from NPHET, well, that's what the government's been doing. So Sinn Féin would be exactly the same. No point slagging off the government if you would have done precisely the same thing.
Well, firstly, I haven't slagged off the government, Pat, because I'm very conscious that this is a public health emergency. And we have always supported not the government position, but the public health position. You're wrong to say that the government have responded quickly to public health advice in travel.
I haven't said that at all. Quite the contrary. If you listen to this, no, just I can't let you say that I have said the government responded properly. I have not, because consistently on this programme we've been... The government was slow on masks. They were slow on quarantine. They're now slow on antigen testing. So this programme has never said that the government responded properly or in a timely fashion to public health advice. Never.
Okay, and you put that question to me, Pat, in the context that it may have been slow. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that in relation to the public health advice, the government haven't acted as quickly as the advice was given. So if we go back to when mandatory hotel quarantine was first proposed, and it was over a year ago, it took the government an awful long time to respond. And that was at a point in time, you know well, where there was about 7,000 cases a day, and the government needed to act more quickly. So I don't think the government have responded as quickly as they should have. And that was the right call for Sinn Féin and others in opposition, and indeed the public health advice to make at the time. We now are in a different position. As I stated a number of times, the disease has stabilised. The harm has been reduced. I'm fully accepting that if there is public health advice in relation to stricter controls in relation to travel to protect us against the new Delta variant, of course, that should be considered. Because for me, Pat, the number one objective has to be to jealously guard and protect the easing of restrictions that we have seen over the course of the last number of weeks and the further easing of restrictions we're going to see over the next number of weeks. But I don't think
If you go along with the government's notion that maybe you extend the self-isolation of travellers, non-essential travellers coming in from the UK, well, from the island of Britain, we'll maybe talk about Northern Ireland in a moment, where are they supposed to be isolating? I mean, not everyone has family here. So where are they supposed to isolate?
First of all, Pat, the advice in relation to non-essential travel is the same for everybody. So if you're travelling from the north, from Britain into the north and then travelling down into the south, you have to quarantine in the same way as anybody else does. I'm assuming that you're going to go... Well, if somebody is travelling, they're obviously going to somebody's home. They might be going to a hotel, wherever they are. Travelling to, the advice is to quarantine. But the main advice...
See, this is cloud cuckoo land stuff. You're coming on non-essential travel, which is a holiday, and you're not visiting relatives, and you're going to pay for a hotel to sit in, look at the walls for 5 days, or perhaps if they extend it to 10 days. That beggars belief. It's not going to happen. And you know it's not going to happen.
First of all, Pat, listen, I'm not making up the rules here, and I'm not the one that put in place these structures.
But you're going along with them.
But Pat, what I'm saying is that the public health advice is that people should not travel and should only travel for essential purposes. So if you listen to what I'm saying, that's the first thing that people should do, is listen to that public health advice. The system which is in place in the south is that if you are travelling from anywhere, from any country, but from Britain and the north, then you have to home quarantine. The same argument could be made if you're travelling from Britain, where are you going to stay if you have to home quarantine for non-essential purposes?
Let's talk, you know, the real life situation rather than some theoretical thing. So you booked a holiday to come here, and the rules are that you quarantine for 5 days until you get a PCR test. Where you're going to go to get that and how you're going to arrange it is a completely different question. So you've got to then tell the B&B or the hotel, by the way, I'm up in room 17, I'm quarantining, don't come near me.
Well, I think, Pat,
is that the real world?
I think with respect now, Pat, you're missing the point entirely, and you know full well that you are. The advice is that people should not be travelling for non-essential purposes. So if you are in Britain and you're booking a flight to come to Ireland and you are being asked to quarantine for, now it's 5 days at a very minimum, and that now could be extended to 10 days, I would imagine that the effect of that and what the public health officials will be thinking is that less people will travel as a consequence of the added restrictions. You know full well that's the intention. Now, we've never said that home quarantine is the only solution. It has to be part of match with testing, both PCR testing. And as I've said a number of times already, we want to see the introduction of serial antigen testing. I think that would be a better response from a public health perspective than tinkering with the home quarantine system. That's advice that may or may not come from NPHET. We don't know precisely what will be advised. But if I was the Minister for Health, I would be sitting down with Tony Houlihan and the Chief Scientific Officer and working out ways in which we can use serial antigen testing, where they are both comfortable, where we can learn from it, and where we can add real value to the ability of people to be able to travel, because people will travel, Pat. And of course, there are gaps in home quarantine, but that's the system that's there. Like any of these measures, it's based on people accepting and following the public health advice. The vast majority.
And then, finally, I mean, on foot of a comment from Stephen, one of our listeners, Belfast Airport is an open window to get infected from the UK. You cross over to the island via Belfast. Mandatory testing needed before you get on a plane and follow up testing. Surely this is not beyond the funding of the Irish and UK governments. And, you know, it is the open door and we know the protocol and all the rest of it. This is a thorn in everyone's side in terms of, you know, opening up the common travel area and all the rest of it. Our vulnerability to infection from the UK. What do we do about that?
Well, you'll have no quarrel from me, Pat, if you have much stronger north-south responses and an alignment in relation to those responses. So obviously, if people are travelling from Britain or anywhere else into the north and then travelling down south, they have to be, the same rules have to apply to everybody, whether that's home quarantine or whether that's testing. One of the issues that we've, again, haven't got right and the government hasn't got right is even the sharing of passenger locator forms and that data with our colleagues in the north. So if they're all has been the need for more north-south cooperation. But in relation to all of this talk, Pat, in relation to travel, we're at a point in time where we're seeing an easing of restrictions in many parts of society. I'm very conscious that people have been through an awful lot. I'm also very conscious that the harm associated with COVID obviously has reduced because of the vaccine. We have the EU COVID passport. We're going to see the return of the EU traffic light system. I don't believe that home quarantine is the only solution or indeed the best solution. We do need much more controls in relation to testing. And as I said, I think it is the opportune time now that the government would listen to.
OK, but I just want to clarify what you're saying. You're saying effectively that someone who flies into Belfast, for example, spends a few days in Northern Ireland, they drive into the Republic, they have to home quarantine. But someone who lives in Donegal or lives in Derry, for example, or Fermanagh, drives into the Republic, that they should, they don't have to quarantine at all, you know, because they don't. You just walk across the border.
But you're missing the point entirely, Pat. The public health message, and I have not deviated from that, is that people should not be travelling for non-essential purposes. Oh. When that public health advice changes, obviously that's different. At this point in time, the rules are very clear that for essential travel, and we know that people cross the border all of the time for essential purposes, there is no requirements. What we're talking about here is non-essential travel. And the ask of the public health officials is that people don't travel. If they do, then the rules are that people should quarantine. And yes, okay, there are many holes in that system, Pat. Of course I accept that. Everybody accepts that home quarantine isn't ideal. That's why
we will
make one final point? I don't believe anybody would accept that putting in place mandatory hotel quarantine for people coming from Britain, when you look at the relationship that we have, the level of travel that's done, would be the solution either. So we have to trust the public to do the right thing, follow the public health advice. The vast majority of people will do it, and maybe not everybody will.
Okay, we will leave it there. David Cullen and Sinn Féin TD for Waterford and their spokesperson for health. Thank you very much.